Recently, students at the St. Stephen's Catholic Middle School in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, participated in a writing contest entitled Silver Linings of 2020. Out of approximately 30 submissions, there were 2 seventh graders and 1 eighth grader who were selected. From third to first place are Paulina Mendoza from the eighth grade, Addison Carlson from the seventh grade, and Andrea Morales, also from the seventh grade. Let's hear them read their meaningful and inspirational papers.
My name is Paulina Mendoza, and the title of my Silver Linings paragraph is The Ugly Gift. Often the best gifts we ever receive in life are wrapped in the worst packagings, by Kerala R.R. Wolfley. Even though 2020 was difficult for almost everyone on the planet, I have to say, my 2020 summer was the best yet. This is because I concentrated on the silver linings of my summer, which included having more time for friends, for reading, and for being with my brother. To start off, my friends really added zest to my 2020. They had a huge impact on my summer. I've never been truly happy before they entered my life. Once they did, the pandemic could not dampen the good times we had. In fact, the moments I'll hold onto the tightest are the smallest. For example, once I made up the most ridiculous joke and heard them crack up, my favorite part was their reactions. I live for them. Furthermore, another thing we did was watch movies. When we did, we would add little comments to lighten up the atmosphere. I loved doing this with them because it felt like being there with the characters even though we were stuck at home. In addition, reading really opened up my mind to the world a great deal and became an important part of my life during the summer. For instance, when I had nothing to do, I'd often pick up a book. All of a sudden, I could travel without moving, get interesting pictures in my mind, and escape to an entirely different world. Because of this, I now have a passion for reading. This would not have had happened without those 3 months. Also, all the reading did improve my pronunciation and helped me in school, so it was all very worth it. Last but not least, my older brother made my 2020 very amusing. My brother got to finally come home after months of not seeing him, and that really made my summer. I love it when he comes to visit. He really brings a color and laughter into the house. Part of this is because he always brings board games, as well as his competitive attitude, which is always fun. Moreover, Angel, my brother, is a great teacher. For example, if you want to lose weight, need help with homework, or want advice on how to cook the best meats, he's got you covered. I've learned a lot from him during those 6 months, which makes me very grateful. In conclusion, 2020 was very difficult. However, as time goes by and you look back at it more clearly, you can see it wasn't so bad. It was maybe even a gift.
Hello, my name is Addison Carlson. This is my silver linings paragraph. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step." Even though 2020 was a challenging year, I thought Dr. King's powerful words, and I was able to see beyond the negativity that surrounded me and focus on the things that made me happy. At first, I thought my life would be filled with tears and not doing things like going to school or dance. But my family became the sunshine that lifted me out of this darkness. For me, the true meaning of family, quality time with my parents, and focusing on others ultimately became my silver lining during the pandemic. First and foremost, the mandatory time in lockdown allowed me the opportunity to find the true meaning of family. While I knew family meant the sense of loyalty as well as genuine love and care, I never really gave it much thought before COVID. For instance, at the same onset of the stay-at-home order, I was sicker than I ever had been before, and my family did anything and everything they could to give me the love and support I needed. Notably, my grandmother wanted to get my mind off of being sick, so she brought me little happy gifts like my favorite bread, Addie's bread, to try and cheer me up. Even though I had every symptom associated with COVID-19 and we were told to isolate from each other, my parents chose to spend every minute with me hanging out on the sofa. Working on homework together and sleeping in the same room are just a few examples of their devotion and loyalty towards me. The highlight that resulted from the pandemic was getting to spend quality time as a family. Usually, we do not get to go camping or rafting very often because my parents do not get much time off of work, but this summer we were able to go out more than we ever had. Specifically, this summer we were able to go camping 6 times, and we spent our time taking adventure hikes, exploring areas beyond the trails, and finding hidden treasures like cairns that were taller than I am. Not only did we get to go places together, but we were also able to spend more time together at home because my parents were able to work from our house. Namely, I was fortunate to have my parents help with distant learning because their guidance made it easier for me to understand the assignments, and their support kept me motivated to keep trying. Overall, one of the most memorable parts was practicing the virtue of putting others before myself. Even though we had to stay at home, I could find creative ways to stay connected with my extended family by using FaceTime, Zoom, or Alexa to see and speak with them. During these calls, I would suggest games that would make the call more entertaining for my cousins or grandparents, such as Pictionary or Hangman, which encouraged my family to stay on the call longer or talk more frequently. Since my neighbors were also isolated from their own families, I decided to create boxes of sunshine that included sweet treats and thoughtful notes. When I delivered these gifts, my neighbors' faces would light up, and in turn, I would feel overjoyed and appreciated by seeing their happiness. Although they are not part of my family, my neighbors have always seemed like an extension of my family. My neighbor Ruth even commented, "Every time Tim hears a knock at the door, he says he hopes it's Addison coming with something sweet." Faith can be found in any kind of challenge, and I realize my love of my family, enjoyment of each other's company, and random acts of kindness can also inspire hope in others.
Hi, my name is Andrea Morales, and this is my Silver Linings paper. Coronavirus makes living hard, but we can take a chance to see our silver linings through the dark clouds during this hard time of the pandemic. I learned that I had to be grateful, being more trusted how I got to be with my family, and that I should not take things for granted. First, I got more trust. When the pandemic hit hard, my parents did not go out much, since my brother Mateo was only 2 at the time and Lucas was not born yet. They started leaving them to me on short trips like to the store and to run errands. Once they saw that I was trustworthy enough, they left them off with me for longer trips. Secondly, I got to be with my family. I am really grateful that I got to stay with my family, since many people didn't get to be with their families. When the pandemic started, there was not work for my dad in Aspen, and I thought we were gonna go broke. I even packed an emergency kit just in case. The closest job that he could find was all the way in Boulder. The worst part was that he had to stay there on weekdays and we could only see him on weekends. Once my dad got back, the whole family just grew closer and it helped our family a lot. Thankfully, he got his job back in Aspen again. Lastly, I learned that I should not take things for granted. Us as humans, we sometimes take the blessings that we have in life for granted, and we don't realize that we should be grateful for them until they're gone. Sometimes we take our family for granted, and if we get so caught up in our own life, we might not be able to say goodbye to them. To conclude, the pandemic made the world a horrible place to live. Gaining trust, being with family, and making sure that we don't take things for granted are the silver linings that I'm grateful for.
Thank you for sharing your meaningful and inspirational papers, Paulina Mendoza, Addison Carlson, and Andrea Morales. This has been a project between St. Stephen's Middle School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.